When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brother, you deserve it. Get it out. Get it out.
Yes.
I don't want to shortchange you, man. I mean, listen, here's the bottom line. Yankees gave up a ton for this guy, right? They didn't go all in at the deadline. We've had this conversation for a year. It was a stare down. The Mets swooped in and they stole the Yankee superstar. That's it. This is a colossal. I mean, I can't even quantify the depth of the shift in the pecking order now and the perception, at least the perception, of the Yankees and the Mets. It has completely flipped. You had complete confidence in your guy Cohen, who now for the first time, I will lean into the moniker, he delivered like a king. He delivered like you said that he would. And before this show gets absolutely nuts, which it will, and we'll hit every conceivable angle, congrats to the Mets fan. You got your boy.
I mean,
you got him.
You mentioned it. We've talked about this for over a year. Like, obviously, we could break down the layers of what this does for the Mets lineup and the Yankees lineup. And we will as the offseason goes on, or even as the day goes on to a certain extent. But this was always bigger than that. For years, we heard about Steve Cohen and that money. And it didn't work, whether it was Scherzer, Verlander. And really, and, you know, obviously, Ohtani didn't want any part of it. We went through the Yamamoto stuff. Really, for me, where it started to turn and said, okay, things are going to change for this Mets organization was when they decided to trade away Verlander, Scherzer, using that money. Mm. Those were king-like moves that was never done before, where Cohen paid the contracts of those guys to go away to get better prospects back. It was forward-thinking. And it was at that point that you had to realize, God, if I'm buying stock in this in a team or an organization, it's in the New York Mets. He will not. Now, the results may vary. I mean, who knows what's going to happen here for the Mets as far as getting the postseason in consecutive years, getting winning the World Series eventually and ending that drought, whatever. Those are results may vary. But this had to happen to put them on equal ground, equal footing. He was not coming here to be second citizen to anybody else. The days of the Mets being little brother, the little engine that could Mets, the second citizen Mets, those days are over. King Cohen is here, and he ain't messing around stealing the Yankee superstar, to your point, BT, and that means everything for the Mets fan just to be on equal footing with the New York Yankees.
Sal, I get it.
At least equal footing.
I understand. I get it. I mean, it's just the I would imagine the internal battle. Now, I can relate to this as a Jets fan, but since the Giants are so down, it's kind of diminished a little bit here. I can't imagine, because I know it wasn't fun, and it's not fun from a football perspective, being, I don't say second-class citizen, but being number two in town, it's not fun. And you do, like, you jump through hoops, and you do these mental gymnastics to convince yourself that, nah, it's not true, but you know deep down that it's true. You know that deep down, you look at the other team, the attendance is better, the revenue stream is better, you know, the success, the record is better, the star players are better. And now you've got a situation where, you know, the seeds were planted. You're right, when they bought themselves a farm system. All right, he's going to do things a little differently here. And then in 2022, they had a good year, and then they went backwards. And then last year, you heard a buzz, and you felt the juice in Queens that felt different from 2022. And still, I never ruled out the Mets. You can go back and listen to any show that we've done. I always left them as viable. I really did. We handicapped this a million different ways. There were some fluctuations. Like at one point yesterday, I thought for sure 99%, you know, 6 o'clock at night. All right, yeah, he's going to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing some things from a Yankee perspective that are fairly ominous. I'm like, it looks like he's going to be a Met. And then as the night progressed here, Sal, I got to be honest with you. I was waiting for that tweet of Heyman, whomever, that he's going to be a Met, because I thought at the end of the day that Cohen would. He would just win the financial battle with Hal.
Well, and I think that that's the biggest difference here, where the Yankees, see, a lot of Yankee fans thought that the power of the pinstripes, whatever that means, or Yankee history and prestige was going to win out here. And I never believed that was going to be the case, because I thought this player with his agent, being that he turned down that deal with the Washington Nationals, was going to be a guy who wasn't going to give the hometown discount like Aaron Judge did. And this owner is not messing around. So when you combine those two things and the way that it played out, I mean, that may be the most alarming thing, is that even I, who thought Cohen was going to get Juan Soto, we were under the circumstances of, all right, the Mets would be at 750 and maybe the Yankees go to 720 or 7 or 7, whatever.
Yeah, and none of us thought that gap would be wide enough.
Correct. And the gap wasn't that wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue the Yankees made a very good offer. Who knows about the bonus money and all that stuff.
Yep.
Like, there is a difference here. But more importantly, BT, the direction of the Mets organization, Cohen as an owner, forget about how filthy rich he is, the little things, whether it's paying attention to detail about Soto being upset about certain things that went on in the Yankee organization, or where he held the meeting at his house, or those little things, if you're a player and you're looking to sign on for 15 years, not only is the money the best money out there, but you like this owner and a guy who's, you know, billionaire and all those different things. The Mets were, here's the bottom line, it wasn't just the money. The Mets were a more appealing destination than the Yankees because of King Cohen. That, to me, is the biggest thing to come of all of this.
I think that there's a personalization that Cohen has really embraced here that's impressive. I mean, now they didn't get Yamamoto, but that was personalized. And then, obviously, you know, you mix in the fact that he's got basically no financial limits. You know, you start to cultivate these relationships, and you start to, you know, I guess, make Queens, not I guess, make Queens more appealing than it ever was. So, I mean, here we are. I mean, at the end of the road, it's been a year. Basically, there hasn't been a week on this station, and certainly more so on our show.
Right.
And maybe some of the guys at night, like C-Mac and Keith, they always jump into this as well. You and I have touched this on every conceivable level for a year. And listen, you know, we'll get into what the Yankees can do and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But right now, I mean, hey, you guys won. I you smile, revel, I have nothing to say. You took Juan Soto from the Yankees. And if there's a Yankee fan that doesn't or isn't able to say that, then you're just not living in reality. Now, there's still 162 games to be played in postseason and more moves to be made the next couple of weeks here or so. Right now, there is one clear winner. It's the Mets. There is one clear loser. It's the Yankees.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And, you know, as much as I believed it was going to happen, I can't believe it! Juan Soto's a Met! Charlie's in Bethpage. Good morning, Charlie!
Oh, good morning, boys! Oh, good morning, King Cohen, Santa Cohen! I don't care what we call him! He delivered to the Met fan base, and it don't get any better than this! It's the wonderful time of the year! and it cannot be better. I almost threw my back out last night when my phone was buzzing. It's incredible. Incredible, and we needed it, but the job is not done for King Cohen. We got to put people around him.
Yeah,
and we have to do it.
Charlie, let's let it sink in for a few minutes before we start worrying about what's next. So just enjoy it, will you? Although, when are you bringing back Pete Alonso, King Cohen? No, I mean, it is... BT, like you said, the Mets have owned this town before in the 80s, right? We were younger, of course, growing up, and it wasn't... And that was before the Subway Series took place, so it was a different type feel where I never looked at the Yankees. Hey, we know their history. The Mets would never be able to match that. It's going to take 50 years, a century potentially, to ever match the history of the New York Yankees, if ever. But in the 80s, the Mets ran the town, sure, but they had that one World Series, and then that was it. And then since the 90s, the Yankees dynasty, it's been lopsided. It's been dominant. All one way. The Mets have been, whether you want to accept it or not, they are second citizen, have been. Not anymore. And I think that's the biggest thing to come out of this, that finally, friggin' finally, the Mets fan doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody. Results may vary, but right now, this move showed they're not taking a backseat to anybody.
Well, Sal, that's why I said there's no way to overstate this. This is a massive...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Historical win for the Mets, and this is right now an absolute gut punch for the Yankees. And you look at the history, and I I'm not going to recite chapter and verse, but just how differently or different it was. Like, you know, the Mets were always in their own way, and when free agency, they couldn't get out of their own way. When free agency hit, Yankees bring in Catfish, they bring in Reggie, the Mets bring in nobody. The Mets for years had 11, 12, 13, 14,000 people there. I love Lee Mazzilli, and Lee's one of us. And, you know, but Lee Mazzilli was made out to be like Mickey Mantle, or like, you know, like they just never quite had what the Yankees had. And then, of course, the dynasties and the Yankees in the 70s with a couple, and a bunch, obviously, the four, and then the 1-09, and you beat the Mets in 2000. You know, and even the good Mets seasons outside of 86, and that was a monster team, most of the good Mets seasons almost felt like ones of overachievement or unlikely success stories.
You unsustainable.
Know, yeah. That's a perfect word for it, because that's something you and I have talked about forever, and that's something the Mets fans craving, where only twice in the Mets history where they've made the playoffs back-to-back years. Listen, I think that this is, I don't need to tell Mets fans this, I'm probably talking more so to my Yankee brethren. Like, if the Yankee fan can't understand what happened last night, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Now,
I think they understand.
I think some do, and I think some don't.
But it's something nobody's ever experienced before.
That's why I think it's hard to process.
Right.
From, now, the exaltation on your perspective, your point of view, no doubt. But, and again, I will present a different baseball roadmap down the road in the show tomorrow, whatever. And I've talked about that even before this came to fruition. Like, I was somewhat, this is loose, but somewhat okay if it got to a certain point contractually if he went elsewhere. Now, I didn't want him to go to the Mets. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
I mean, go to the Dodgers, you know, go to some wild card, go to the Giants, hell, even go to the Red Sox. Like, no, this is personal. This is personal. And the Yankee fans got to man up and put on the big boy pants today and get on the train and walk into work and take the lumps on social media and, you know, the WhatsApp chains and the text messages and all the smack that your buddies are talking. And right now, you can't. You can try. You really can't say a peep right now.
Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, wow. So I'll give you the realistic Yankees fans perspective, and you're absolutely right, BT. Hearing the news last night, the first time looking at it, you know, it sucks. I might have wanted him for some of the wrong reasons, and it's obvious that it meant nothing to him to want to be a Yankee when you look at how close the offers were. And, hey, Sal, you know what? Good for you. You never wavered from what you thought was going to happen. The Yankees got a lot of work to do. My first reaction is go buy everybody else. But you know what, Sal? Guess what? You got the juice now. You know, no more cute story, no more charity case with the Mets. I think it's World Series, or it's going to be a big disappointment.
And
you know?
There, great call, Chris, and thank you for
the call. Chris.
And there are different challenges from even a fan's perspective. Forget about the team and the expectations, but from a fan's perspective, it was cute and fun to have the OMG Mets or the Grimace Mets or whatever other years you want to reference. I never liked it. Doesn't mean I didn't embrace it or get behind it. I don't like the second citizen, the little engine that could, the less than, oh, that's cute, but ultimately you know who's going to dominate, the Subway Series in 2000, the big bad pinstripes, the evil empire. I never, ever stood for it as far as a Mets fan accepting that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't have to. And I think that's the biggest thing where Mets fans, again, the results may vary, and you're right. I welcome those expectations. Steve Cohen said that he was going to do that. This is not like, oh, yeah, we're going to try our best. Yay, us. No, you go out there and you take it. And Steve Cohen said he was going to do it, and he did do it. And that's why I call him now officially the king. I welcome the expectations of World Series or bust. It may hurt more when they fall short eventually, which you know is going to happen at some point. Maybe one day they do break through. But, BT, I'd rather go into every single year
mm-hmm.
like the Yankees have for the last, you know, three decades.
Yep.
Every single year saying we can beat anybody. At their best, it doesn't matter. Any given year, we're going to win a World Series.
Yeah, and we'll get into, you know, listen, the Mets still have to a lot of, as are the Yankees, the Mets have a lot of things to do. I really think they should focus on pitching. I don't want to get into that now because it dilutes the energy and the enjoyment and the massive news of Juan Soto leaving the Bronx for Queens. I can't believe it's happened. I mean, I can, but I can't. And I say that out loud, and it has. Listen, when Steve...
Seeing Soto celebrate last night knowing he's going to the Mets.
In the hot tub with the beer.
Subway Series, here we come. Dude, imagine Soto's first at bat in Yankee Stadium.
He's the biggest villain to me. He's a bigger villain than Pedro. He's a bigger villain than Manny Ramirez. He's a bigger villain than anybody in the history of the Yankees at this point. Because I think, you know, and again, I don't really even want... I mean, it's about the Mets and the Yankees, but I'll tell you this very quickly. Like, the fact that is what hurts the Yankee fan the most. That he was in those pinstripes and he looked perfect in them. And the energy with the right feel with the creatures and just the whole overall vibe. At the end of the day, it meant nothing to him. And that's what hurts the Yankee fan.
The biggest villain potentially in Yankee history.
Meant nothing to him.
Leaving the pinstripes of your World Series year. Hey, Bleacher Creatures, maybe give him a roll call when you see him out there. What's up, Matt, next year? Linda's in Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Sal, take a bow. You finally got one.
Exactly. I needed this one, Linda. Yeah.
Guys, this is the off season that I was waiting for, and if you recall, I talked to you guys last week asking you whether or not the numbers would go as high as they did, and they did. But my point is, this is about the perception of the team. And when Steve Cohen said in the playoffs, I want to change the perception of the Mets, not only to baseball, but to the fans, he had to step up and just get the guy, and he did it, and he deserves all the credit in the world. Thank you, Steve.
I wish he would buy the Jets.
Thank you, Linda.
Honestly, I'll forgive him for Soto if he buys the Jets. Like, I don't know what else you want an owner. This guy, he is a fan of the team. His wife's involved. It's like a family atmosphere. He stops at no cost. And that's the thing. What he said, he was going to transfer. And listen, they can win the championship this year. Still have work to do, as I said, but they could win this year. He said, win a championship in 5 years. Well, even if they don't win it this year, and I know he's kind of amended that a bit, whatever, and I'm not holding him to it. I understood why he said it. Met fans needed to be galvanized. But in the 5 years, he has indisputably raised the profile and changed the entire dynamics in the city with baseball. And of all the things in our city, I honestly thought that that was impossible. I thought it was impossible.
Well, we've never seen it?
Yeah, and I don't mean for the one or 2 years, because we talk about the 80s, but it flipped out. I mean like where, wow, you swooped in and you stared a Steinbrenner in the face and you said, all right, I mean, are you done with your moves? Because he's coming to Queens. That's
right,
what he did.
I'm not losing a player.
Took him.
You're right. The Mets have had better teams than the Yankees before. The Mets have had better seasons than the Yankees before. They've never stolen the better player away from the Yankees when the Yankees wanted the player. No. The Yankees didn't want Beltran enough.
Yeah, true.
Yankees wanted Juan Soto.
Think about this, Al. Not only did it never happen in favor of the Mets, but the antagonistic Yankees would then take, Met superstars who would stumble upon, bad things in life. Yeah. And not only would they bring him in just to kind of stick it to the Mets and the Mets fan, but they win championships. Doc threw a no-hitter in 96 as a Yankee. So, hey, you guys have been waiting for a long time to give us the middle finger salute. Have your day. Have your day.
Oh,
let's go.
We have plan on it.
I thought there was going to be a red card. I didn't know what the hell to expect from this guy when I walked in today. That's a 12.
When we reset and hit you with the king topic of the day. I've got some stuff.
Let's go, man.
I've got some stuff. It's been on Ice BT for almost a year. It's coming out today.
Let's do it.